One of the things that No Más Muertes, No More Deaths, does is to try and help people who are crossing the border with or without documents to not perish in the attempt. How exactly is that done?
Well, specifically, we are talking about people who are crossing through the Sonoran Desert, and it is people who are crossing without documentation. That's the reason why they're in the Sonoran Desert. So the mission of No More Deaths is ending death and suffering in the U.S.-Mexico borderlands. And the way that we began was by leaving water on the migrant trails. And we actually work with a retired professor of GPS mapping, and we've been able to track the trails, track where people are really crossing, and most importantly, track where deaths are happening. And so our goal is getting resources to the places on the migrant trails where they're needed the most to prevent deaths. We also have a camp in the desert, and that includes a medical aid tent. So we're able to provide first aid services and medical recovery in the desert.
How extensive is the need for this service?
The need is much more extensive than what we're able to do. We work in the Tucson sector. We work in a 50-mile area at least. But the truth is that there are places where the same level of risk is happening, but we aren't able to reach. In particular, we work in an area that would be minimum 2 to 3 days journey for someone who is traveling from Mexico. And by that time, virtually everyone is out of food and water. For some people we meet, they've been lost for 5 to even 15 days. We sometimes end up encountering people who tell us that before they came to the camp, they had been lost for 15 days, but had found water that we'd left on the trails. And if it weren't for that, they're convinced that they would have died.
What's the group's relationship, if any, with the Border Patrol and other federal agencies, since the people you are helping are technically breaking the law?
Nothing that No More Deaths does as an organization is illegal. However, there are people in Border Patrol that wish that we weren't there. We try to maintain a civil relationship in those interactions, but the truth is we're also seeing very severe interference with our work by Border Patrol, including agents that are slashing water bottles and removing supplies like blankets on nights where it's below freezing and people are dying of hypothermia. So we are very actively advocating for those agents that are responsible for destroying and removing supplies to face consequences for those actions. But we also try to maintain a basic civil engagement and basically using nonviolent communication in the field.
The number of people crossing the U.S.-Mexican border has evidently dropped off considerably since the economic downturn of 2008. Has that made your organization's task any easier?
What we're seeing is that even though there's less people crossing the desert and there are less apprehensions by Border Patrol, there are more people who are dying. And so actually the death rate has tripled since 2005, the likelihood of dying in the process of crossing, even though there's less people trying to cross. Largely what happened is an increase in enforcement with over 4,200 agents in the Tucson sector alone, and that's only a 260 or so mile stretch of the border, the length of the border. And so we're seeing people being pushed into much more dangerous areas, more mountainous areas, and also the level of exploitation by organized crime skyrocketing as well. So people saying that they basically are attacked by mafia in the desert, and if they don't have money to give to them, then they can be kidnapped or killed. So the situation for people who are crossing is getting worse, even as the number of people crossing is going down, which is largely linked to the economy, because you actually see that even while the number of Mexicans is going down, the number of Central Americans is going up, especially from Honduras, because of the instability caused by the coup.
There seems to be some additional flexibility, if that's the right word, on the immigration reform issue in Washington over the last month or so. A lot of that is aimed at people who are already here in this country without documents. But does your group see any sign that that process is going to do anything, in your view, that will help the situation on the border?
I believe that an access to a pathway to citizenship for people living in the U.S. without papers is extremely important. But we cannot compromise the lives of people dying on the border as a way to access that. The kind of increased enforcement measures that are being proposed, including increasing the number of agents when we have more Border Patrol agents than ever, and increasing the use of technology like drones, which are a war technology for identifying basically people who are economic refugees seeking opportunities or people trying to get back to their families because they've been separated from their children. It's just something that I don't think is an acceptable compromise. So I don't think that the situation on the border is going to significantly improve. There are a lot of people whose lives will be improved by immigration reform that offers a pathway to citizenship. But I don't see the situation on the border improving substantially unless immigration reform recognizes that there's a humanitarian crisis going on and includes measures to reduce deaths rather than just trying to increase enforcement, which will, as it always has, increase the death rate. I think some of the things that are really crucial to consider for immigration reform in order to reduce deaths on the border are, first of all, having legal avenues. People say get to the back of the line. Well, for many people, there isn't a line. There's no line to get into because they don't meet one of the qualifications, whether a family member that's a citizen or things or a high qualifying job. So there isn't a line for them to get in. We need to create more opportunities based around faster family unity, keeping families together, and also work opportunities for people of all levels so that people aren't crossing the desert for these things. The other is that we already have, 400,000 people deported each year under Obama. And in just a 2-year period, the Applied Research Center found that there were over 200,000 parents of U.S. children included in those deportation numbers. And that means that you have hundreds of thousands of parents separated from their U.S. citizen children who are going to keep trying to get back. If we exclude people based on the fact that they've been deported before from this immigration reform, those are the same people we're going to keep seeing in the desert.
Immigration is, as they say, a hot-button issue. What kind of reaction does No More Deaths get when you go around the country, as you are doing here in Kalamazoo this week, to talk about this issue?
I've been impressed by the amount of support that we've gotten everywhere we've gone. I think our talks have really brought together people who have a lot of compassion and a lot of concern. They're seeing the impacts of immigration enforcement on the communities they live in. They're seeing families being separated. And so they're interested in understanding what's happening on the border and how that links to things going on locally in a place like Kalamazoo. There has been, some threat of protests or groups that are in opposition to what we're doing, but they really haven't shown up at our events. And honestly, I'm open to a dialogue, but one that's based in basic human compassion. And we're, whatever someone might think about issues related to immigration, people dying in the desert or people being abused by U.S. law enforcement shouldn't be acceptable.
Do you find that states like Michigan, which are, despite having a large Latino community, that are a long distance away from the U.S.-Mexican border, that there's less interest or concern in that issue?
I've really found the opposite. I think that because there have been so many people deported from these communities, there's a lot of concern of what's happening to people after deportation and what's happening to people when they're trying to get back. I think that because there is a high undocumented population and they're integrated into the community, their kids are going to school with everyone else's kids, people are concerned about what is happening. We definitely haven't encountered apathy in that way in this work. I think everyone's seeing the connections and why they're important.
The humanitarian work that No More Deaths does in the desert, we've already mentioned that. What else does the group do on this issue?
Our work in Nogales, Sonora, on the Mexico side of the border, is basically crisis response work with people who are just arriving at the time of deportation. You have everything from people who were detained in the desert, who were dehydrated, who haven't had enough to eat. Their bodies are very compromised, and they're dumped at the border, sometimes without any money or identification or any of their belongings. And then you also have people who were picked up off of the street, possibly for small traffic violations, who are just showing up on the border of Mexico, maybe after 14 or 15 years living in the United States, and their family doesn't know what happened to them. So we provide phone call services for access to safe communication with family members, and we do other work to help people get access to their resources, helping people receive money from family, helping people get their belongings back if the belongings stayed with Border Patrol or other detention centers, things like that. We also work with parents whose children were taken away from them when they were detained to get information about where their children are, if they're in foster homes, and how to participate in their Child Protective Services custody cases.
What kind of assistance, if any, do you get from the Mexican government or the state governments in Mexico? Are they doing anything to help people who are forced to leave the United States?
There are government agencies in Mexico that provide support for people who've been deported. So Grupo Beta is the organization from the federal level that is working in Nogales. Then there's private organizations like a shelter that provides a place for people to stay for two nights, and a Jesuit organization that provides meals throughout the day. So No More Deaths has permission from the Mexican government to operate in Mexico as a U.S. Based organization. We're a 501c3 nonprofit in the U.S., but we don't have status in Mexico, but we have permission to work there. But we don't get any kind of financial support or resources because that really goes to their own organizations that we do collaborate with. The most important thing to know in a place like Kalamazoo is that the border isn't a place that's thousands of miles away. It's a place that is affecting people in your community. It's in your own backyard, and what happens at the border is going to have impacts on families in your area. So it's important to not leave border justice out of this immigration reform debate. We all have something at stake with border justice.